from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Oh, welcome to it. Sorry that there's been a bit of a mismatch of podcasts over the past few weeks.
Well, we've changed hosting services, haven't we?
Yeah.
So they were once over here, now they're over here.
Mm.
That's okay. It'll all settle, though, and we're back to regular programming of Saturday mornings. Speaking of, this weekend, what are you up to?
I'm going to a gala.
Yeah.
A gala ball.
What day?
Tomorrow night, Saturday night.
So Sunday, lunchtime onwards, you'd be free?
Nah, I'm super busy.
What are you doing?
I just got heaps of stuff on. I got to do meal prep.
I just want to move some furniture from one house to another. Remember, I'm moving out into my townhouse.
Yeah. No,
and I just thought that maybe you'd give me, Illy Muscles Cheney could help me with moving a couch up the stairs and stuff.
I just don't think I've got the muscles for it.
Show me your biceps. Get your biceps out.
I got a big jumper on.
Yeah.
I did my back.
There's a muscle in there.
I can't lift anymore. Doctor's orders.
Really?
Otherwise, I would be more than happy.
Would you?
If I wasn't super busy on Sunday afternoon.
I do have two mates coming to help me on Sunday.
That's nice.
Is that a, I shout pizzas kind of situation?
I think you got to give them dinner.
A couple of beers.
Or lunch or something.
A lunch, definitely lunch.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking a couple of beers.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a six pack. Not a four pack like you.
If it's craft beer, a four pack's okay. If it's a Larry, four pack's okay.
Great Northern?
Six pack, definitely. Oh, you can't even get a four pack of Great Northern. That'd be the stingiest thing ever if you gave four beers with two ripped out the six pack. That's clutching at straws.
Enjoy the podcast wherever you're listening from. We love you so much. Hope you enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
When did your outfit hurt you?
Yep. Clothing related injuries.
Yep. Because there's an influencer down in Adelaide, I believe she is, Ellie Moulton.
No relation?
No. Well, I mean, my surname's not Moulton.
Ellie, though. Could be related.
She was wearing a beautiful dress, right? A long, flowy, polka-dotted number.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the dress was a scarf feature. So it's like a boob tube, gap, little thin bit of fabric around her neck.
Yep.
And it kind of trails off to the side, which, from what I've read, is becoming very trendy these days, the scarf edition. She said, careful and remove your neck scarves before entering or operating any heavy machinery.
What?
Nearly decapitated myself.
She got a scarf caught somewhere.
Getting tangled underneath the car on the way home. She's posted pictures. She has this full red mark all across her neck.
Oh, it's dark red too.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Shocking. Imagine that. Like you drive off and it's like.
What? Worse than leaving your coffee on the roof, isn't it?
Yes. I would take a spilled coffee over decapitation any day.
545-11919. What have you got for us, Sunny Coast? Doesn't have to be a decapitation.
Yeah.
That's insane. I'm thinking anything, if clothes have been the culprit and you have suffered pain because of it.
Pilgrim in Budroom, did you have an outfit attack you, bud?
I did. I don't know if it's appropriate for the air, but I got my foreskin stuck in my zipper.
No, you didn't. Did you actually?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Taz, questions for Pilgrim?
I mean, look, it's something that it's a hard life being a guy, and this is an everyday struggle for us, okay? You're dicing with death literally every day. Did it survive, Pilgrim, or did they have to remove it?
I gently unzipped it and freed it.
Freed
it.
He's free.
Was it like, were you in a hurry after like peeing, or were you getting dressed? Like, paint us a not too detailed picture.
They just came together as one.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. And has there been any lasting damage, Pilgrim, or are we all healed down there?
We're all good.
We're all good.
Oh, thank goodness. Ladies of the Sunny Coast. Pilgrim's okay, everyone.
Pilgrim's okay.
I know you've been calling us asking if Pilgrim's foreskin is in one piece, and it is, okay? We've all learnt that.
On the other hand, if it wasn't, though, free circumcision. So, you know, what a win.
What a win, Pilgrim. Do you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pilgrim gets it. All right, let's move on from Pilgrim and go to Patrick from Budroom. Pat has a outfit attacked you.
Well, I actually was a part of the time when the outfit attacked my best mate.
Okay, what happened?
We were out doing a 36-hour adventure race in the middle of New South Wales, and it was super-duper raining and cold and horrendous, and it was the middle of the night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, and he looks at me, and he just has this look on his face, and he said, "Mate, I need to go to the loo." And I was like, "That's great. Go to the loo." And he said, "But I can't use my fingers. I am so cold." Oh. And I've gone, and he's looked at me, and he goes, "Please." And I said, "All right, pal, I'll do this for you, but don't tell a soul."
Pat, this didn't happen.
Yes, it did.
I'm calling
BS. No way. It happened. And you wouldn't do it for anyone else. It's your best mate. And so I said, "All right, dude, let's go." And I undid his zip for him. And then he's looked at me again and he's gone, "Mate, can you help?" And I was like, "Oh, my God." And so I helped him. And then at the end of it, he said, "I'm going to need you to do it up." And I was like, "Okay." And I did it up. And I got him.
You got
and
him?
And I zipped him up. It wasn't quite beans above the Franks scenario, but it was enough to make him squeal.
Ellie doesn't get that reference, no, but I don't think we need it explained.
I think I do. I don't need it explained.
No. Pat, that is terrifying. That's also now two calls in a row that have involved that part of the anatomy.
Right. Woo. I thought we'd get, like, well, chicks calling about sore shoes and stuff, but no.
It's been bloke stories so far. Pat, did they have to remove it?
Well, I just, as soon as he squealed, I quickly went down again. And I'm like, "Mate, you're going to have to tuck it in so I can get it back up." And so we managed to get there in the end. But that's what mates do, right?
That is true friendship.
Next time, they need to wear some gloves, this friend, so that their fingers work. And then Patrick didn't need to be there.
Wow.
That's right.
Pat, you're a good friend, Matt. I'm proud of you. I was going to say, I wish you were my friend, but I don't need you to zip up my pants. I'm good.
Thanks, Pat. You're in the draw for that voucher, my friend. Good luck.
Pleasure. See you guys.
Great story. Thanks, Pat.
Wow.
Rodney Imperugian, when has an outfit attacked you, my friend?
Oh, mate, I don't like wearing suits.
Oh.
And I was at a friend's wedding recently, had to wear a suit because it was part of the formal attire. And my fiance went to adjust my tie and adjusted too much. And I couldn't get it undone.
Oh, you got choked.
I got choked out by my own tie and my own fiancé.
Jeez. I mean, that's a hard one in Cluedo to guess, isn't it? It's the fiancé
with
the
tie
in the ballroom.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
It's a dreary Tuesday afternoon, right? And the weather's not going to get any better for the next couple of days. We're expecting heaps of rain, blah, blah, blah. So I thought, let's kick off the show with a beautiful, heartwarming story that's gone viral on the internet. You in the mood for that?
Yeah, great. Let's
okay, all right. An Australia Post worker has been captured on CCTV camera. And often these stories start and it's like, "Oh, and the bloody guy didn't leave. Oh, no, I was home all day and he didn't knock on the door." This is the opposite of that. This Australia Post worker
waited for hours for the person to get home. What a commitment. He got there at 11:30. She rocked up 5 o'clock. He goes, "Gee, Judy.
I was going to leave you the slip, but I thought, no.
Only got to deliver 3 parcels today. I'm behind for the whole week."
No, excuse me. I've got the heartwarming music on, okay? And you're making a mockery of this beautiful, heartwarming tale. So he pulls up to the house, delivers the package, and then he's on his way out and he notices it's raining. He's standing next to the washing line.
Mm.
There's sheets on the line. So he takes the time to bring the sheets in, fold them, and put them out of the rain. I mean,
lovely.
How warms your heart?
Yeah, well done, buddy.
You know, didn't need to leave this. Like, that is just going above and beyond with service.
I mean, he kicked the bin on the way out.
He was beautiful.
Yeah.
Let him have it. Okay, it's just, there could have been a mother inside with her 6 children.
Maybe he was delivering to his own house and that was his washing. Did anybody think that?
Why can you not just feel joy? What is wrong with you? Broken inside. Are you seeing the worst in humanity? Although, great flex by him if it was his house and he's gone viral and he's like, oh yeah, that's just the service I provide. Oh,
welcome to Australia Post, guys.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And I love this, Taz. I love it when friends of the show want to get involved with the show.
So good. Not just get involved and tell a short story, but actually give us content.
Yeah.
That's what we're desperate for, Sunny Coast. Content. We know him as Joe from Markula.
We do. Also Joe the pest controller. He's been a long time listener of CFM. And he sent me a message last night saying, hey, Ellie, so I'm in Bali. What can I bring back for you and Taz? Like a jersey of your favourite team? Let me know your sizes. What would you like? I've got 7 days left.
Oh, little flex there from...
I know, right?
Joe from Bali. Hello, legend.
Hello, everybody.
Joe, firstly, thank you for offering to get us a present. That's very unnecessary.
But it's going to happen.
Stop it. Well, we thought... we don't know what we want because when your message came through, I said to Taz, Tazzy, what do you want from Joe? And he's like, I don't know. Let's put it to the people.
Well, there's so much to choose from because Bali is, you can kind of get whatever you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we just thought, let's ask the Sunny Coast, what can we get brought back from Bali?
I've messaged that to Joe and I said, hey, like, okay, cool. We're going to get the people to tell us. And he's like, can you keep it within budget, though?
Fair.
Joe's like, this kind offer of a gift is really backfiring on me now. How do you feel about it all, Joe?
Well, I feel pretty well good about it. I've already got Foz and Brooke something, and they're on that budget. So, see what I can get for you.
Did you ask them what they wanted?
Yep.
And did they respond?
Yes, they did.
Of course they did, Taz.
Foz put in for a jersey and...
Of course
I got Brooke a golf shirt.
Right. Okay. All right, Taz, what do you want?
Nope. Sunny Coast, that's up to you. 545-11919. What do we get Joe from Bali to bring back from Bali for us? And we've also got a $50 Cotton Tree Meats voucher up our sleeve if we love your suggestion.
Joe, thank you for being a friend of the show and a mule of goods from Bali for us. We won't make them Chappelle-style muling because we know that doesn't end well. It will all be above board, I promise.
I do love Bali food, Indonesian food, but I don't like it for that long.
Nasi goreng. I would like you to bring me back some nasi goreng.
Could you bring back some boogie boards for me, Joe?
No.
Yes, sure. We got the Chappelle version here.
All right, we'll have a spitball.
Joe's the next Bali 9 member.
Should we get Joe to bring back stuff for the Sunny Coast as well, if he's offering?
Totally. Know? Sunny Coast, it's...
Hey.
Within budget.
Yeah, within budget.
Within budget. Yeah, of course. All right, let's change it. Sunny Coast, what do you want from Bali? Buddy?
No!
Right now, friend of the show, Joe from Markula, is over in Bali and he said, guys, I'll bring you back whatever you want if it falls under a budget.
Yep.
And we've gone, great, we'll put it to the Sunny Coast. What can we get from Bali?
Yeah.
We've got our very own Bali mule at our disposal. Sunny Coast, it's up to you. 545-11919.
And then I've just gone off script as well and said, like, whatever you guys want as well, you know, give us a call. Joe can get it for you too.
Yeah.
You don't have to be, you know, us.
Joe's really rich.
Joe's
He'll
so
bring
rich.
Back whatever we want.
He did say many times, keep it within budget, but that's okay. Let's go to the phones. Dale is in Budrum. Dale, what do you think we should get our mule to bring back from Bali for us?
I think he should get a tattoo of the Ali and Taz show.
It would be a beautiful gift for us. You're right. What would the tattoo have on it, do you reckon?
Oh, I don't know. You guys have to come up with something there, but it'd have to have your names.
Do you think it'll be in budget?
It's cheap over there.
It's
cheap over there. It's like $20.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Which part of the body are we thinking?
Well, there's another question. somewhere where it can be seen.
Okay. All right. So not like the bottom of the foot.
Or the butt cheek.
Whoa! I don't want to be on Joe's butt. Taz, you might want to be on Joe. I don't want to be on Joe's butt.
We get a cheek each.
No, I don't want a cheek each. So E on one cheek, T on the other, and then when he bends over, it's the and sign.
The ampersand.
Yeah. All right, Dale, you've taken us to a place I didn't think we'd go today.
Joe's butt.
Poor Joe's going to be listening to this thinking, what have I gotten myself into?
Thank you, Dale. You're in the draw for that $50 Cotton Tree Meats voucher, my friend. Let's go down the line. We've got time for one more.
Yep.
Let's go to Adam from Caloundra. G'day, mate.
Hello.
Hello, Adam.
What are we bringing back from Bali?
Well, I reckon for Ellie, you've got to have a knockoff Louis Vuitton handbag.
Oh, that would be, it's almost too fancy for me, even the knockoff version, though, Adam. Like, I don't know.
Those who know could tell, though.
Do they knock off the knockoff? That's all we need for Ellie.
That's the level I'm at.
Yeah.
The plastic bag the bag comes in, perhaps?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I reckon for Taz, got to get a Bintang singlet.
You do. Taz, have you ever had a Bintang singlet?
I don't own a Bintang singlet.
Do you own a singlet full stop? I don't think I've ever seen you in a singlet.
Two singlets.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, Bintang singlet.
Bintang singlet's great. Adam, because they're so cheap over there, do you want me to see if I can wangle another one for you?
You know what? Go on. I don't fit mine anymore.
What size are we after then?
Nowadays, I'm an XL.
All right. We'll sling it to Joe, see what he can do.
Adam, an XL. Done.
Bintang singlets, they'll give you a two-for-one deal.
We're going to send this guy a shopping list.
Yeah. Good on you. Thanks, Adam.
Tell him to buy a shopping list.
Yeah.
Knock off one.
Of course.
100%.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
This is CFM. We are Ellie and Taz.
Yeah.
Doing it for the Marucci Surf Outlet. Always on sale.
Forget about the price tag.
Ellie does. She's never looked at a price tag in her life.
Do you know, that's my theory about how you know you're rich. And this is not me. This is the stage I hope to get to in my life.
You know you're rich. It's all right.
When you go to a restaurant and you can order whatever you want and you don't even look at how much it costs.
Remember when Big Boss Benny took us out for lunch and we didn't bother ordering what we wanted? We just ordered the most expensive item?
Absolutely. I don't care that I don't eat barramundi. I was absolutely having the barramundi.
545-11919. Sunny Coast, get involved with our show. We want to hear your stories. What surprised you after you moved in? So you might have signed a lease or you bought the house or whatever. You moved in and then something happened. Could be good.
Yeah.
Could be something in the attic that you found or something under the house, or could have been something good that you didn't know. Also, could be bad stuff.
Yeah, the stuff that the real estate agent has hidden from you.
If we love your story, $50 Cotton Tree Meats voucher is yours. Thank you very much. This is because my girlfriend and I are about to move in. We have signed the lease. We're moving our stuff slowly, but this weekend is furniture moving.
Woo! Huge life moment.
Huge.
Congrats.
Thank
very
you very
exciting
much.
For you guys.
And it, of course, rained last night. We realise that we are moving into an island now.
Oh, no. What do you mean, flooding?
Flooding. Not inside the house, but around the outside.
The drainage just isn't good enough?
It doesn't look like it. It looks like it's not getting much sun. The backyard's definitely the worst part, not getting much sun. And just after last night's rain, because I know, I listen to your weathers. I'm the only one on the sunny coast
that does. That's really nice of you.
That we've got rain for the next couple of days. And I wanted to see how bad it was. Just after one day of water.
Yeah.
It's bad.
No, Tassie. So what are you going to do?
Drown, probably.
Oh, okay. Mel in Burnside, tell us, what was it that surprised you after you moved in?
We bought a property and a safe was left there.
Ooh, another safe.
This is great. So it wasn't a gun safe, Mel? This is a riches safe.
It was quite a sizable size. It was like a metre tall, half a metre square type thing. Anyway, the guy told us he didn't want it, so we sold it because we had no use for it. And it was really quite heavy. And the guy who bought it, we loaded it up on the ute and everything. On the way home, funny story is, he got pulled over by the cops because there was a robbery and it was a safe that was stolen and they wanted to check out this safe that this guy had on the back of a ute. He had to phone us and let us know and tell us it was all okay and, you know, it wasn't stolen.
Well, I know because I've seen on YouTube there's three guys over in Perth that, like, drop things from towers. They've done that with safes. They're full of concrete, Mel. They are supposed to weigh a ton.
Yeah, and they're really heavy.
What are the chances that a safe gets burgled the same day that you sell a safe? Like, that can't happen.
Coincidence,
Mel. How many safes are floating around? That's wild.
Mel's doubling down on her alibi by calling a radio station to tell the story.
Just really cementing
this was
the
years
story.
Ago.
Good one. Thank you, Mel.
Love it, Mel.
We'll go to Tash in Caloundra. Tash, tell us, what did you find at your house that surprised you after you moved in?
What surprised me was the fence along the left-hand side of the house was actually an electric fence. And every night you could hear the electricity place or whatever it was next to us, like, buzzing. There was a loud buzzing of a night.
No. Okay. Were you on a big rural property?
No, it was just in Caloundra near Rainbow Fuel. And my daughter then proceeded most times to dare people after they'd had a few drinks to climb up and touch this fence. So, needless to say, between my daughter and son and all their mates, a few got thrown from the fence.
Wow.
That's why I'm so scared of electric fences. Totally. How badly did it shock you if you got shocked?
A couple got thrown.
That sounds hazardous.
But it's on the corner of, near Rainbow Fuel. It's just a little, and there was a little house next to it. It's knocked down now. But, that kind of surprised me.
Yeah. I mean, wow. I feel like that's something that's got to be disclosed before you. Like, what if you have a little dog? Did you have any pets at the time?
No, and it was only along the top.
Right. Weird.
Stop the tall people from climbing over, Tash.
Well, this is right. Yeah. Didn't stop the ones having fun hanging on to it.
No. Drinks at Tash's place sound out of control.
Thanks, Tashy. Love the story. You're in the draw for that $50 Cotton Tree Meats. Good luck.
Thanks, darling.
Thanks, Tash. Let's go to Paul in Biwa. Paul, what surprised you about your place when you moved in?
Well, after we moved in and travelled nearly 2,000 kilometres to move there, found out that the town water, which was almost the only source of water, was toxic and not able to be drunk or cooked with.
Oh, wow. What? How?
Yep, and it actually ruined all of the fittings and fixtures, like the toilet and the bathtub and the sinks were all full of calcium deposits because the calcium dissolved in the water.
Oh my! So what'd you do?
Everyone drinks tank water or buys bottled water.
Yeah, right. Insane. Is this like in a rural town?
Rural town southwest of Mount Isa. Yep.
Yeah. Oh man, Queensland Water, get onto that, please. If you're listening, has it been fixed yet, Paul?
I don't believe so, no. I think because the low population of only about 100 people in town, most of them have lived there all their life and are used to drinking it. But let's just say you spend a lot of time in the bathroom in the first few days of moving there.
Oh, and Taz, you laugh at me because I've got a shower filter on my shower at home.
Yeah, you've got a very fancy shower filter. It's orange-scented water, Paul. It's crazy.
It's Ellie and Taz for The Drive Home.
Of course, Taylor Swift around this time last week announced that she's got a new album coming out, Life of a Showgirl. We haven't heard a single second of any song, but we do have a track list. Swifties have gone berserk online trying to guess what the song's going to sound like. One girl in particular, her name is Hope, on TikTok. She's got now over 200,000 followers. She didn't only a couple of days ago.
Yep.
She's had all these videos go viral. She's pretty much come up with what she thinks the songs are going to sound like, every single song on the album.
I love that. I reckon I could do that.
Some of them are getting millions of views, Ellie. So if you could do that.
What if she's right? What if she picks one?
I want you to do this because this will get us millions of views. If you think, oh, yeah, I can do that. Say it, but...
Yeah, give me one of the song titles.
Okay, so we're going to hear Ruin the Friendship, or at least what Hope thinks Ruin the Friendship sounds like. But, I mean, let's hear an Ellie version first.
Oh, okay. You ruin the friendship, and I really thought it was over now. I got to work on the rhyming.
Is Taylor Swift hitting notes in this album, do you
think?
Yeah.
Was that not pitch perfect to you?
I don't think so.
That sounded pitch perfect to me.
Let's have a listen to Hope's. This one is talking about Blake Lively.
Oh, she's actually taken real life drama.
Totally.
Okay.
Feels like I stepped in poison ivy, but instead I think it's just poison lively. Ba-na-na-na-na. No more season pass to the cheese.
I feel like this one.
Sitting up in the
I feel like this one's got a bit of a Ready For It vibe.
Oh, because it's similar to this.
Yeah. Ba-na-na-na-na.
Taylor. Blake.
She keeps going, Taylor, Blake.
It's so good. But she's had 5 million views on that, and mm-hmm. she's got, I think, 3 or 4 of them are over 1 million. So if you could do one of those, it'd be great.
Yeah, I could do one. All right, CFM. I'll work on my Ruin the Friendship one. I think I could have done better than that.
We've also got, like, audio from Life of a Showgirl. I think she's done the whole album. But now she's a star.
Oh, good on her. That's clever. All right, what about, you ruined the friendship, and now I'm feeling pretty.
Oh. Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
We are Ellie and Taz, and if you are on the Sunshine Coast at the moment, chances are you have gotten wet at some stage today because it is pouring down.
Let the rain fall down and wreck my.
Any excuse to play Hillary Duff?
Oh, I was thinking you were going to play, instead of What's My Age Again, you could play What's My Gauge Again, because we want to know what your gauge is reading this afternoon.
I should have. Next time.
Act your gauge.
Oh, like, Bliss and Esso.
Bliss and Esso, you saw
my
them
boys.
Last week. Yeah.
Yeah, they were great at How was that? Overnight. So good. Oh, I was jumping up and down. I, like, had a real workout from jumping up and down to them. Anyway,
we're a little bit off track.
Back to the rain gauges. Yes. 545-11919. We've heard it's been raining cats and dogs throughout the day. So we want to know, what's your gauge say?
Mm.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, Tristan from Budrum.
Hi, Ellie. How are you?
Well, thank you. Have you managed to stay dry today?
Yeah. Oh, not really, no. We were out door dashing, actually. We were getting lots of rain. Wetting all the door dash bags. It wasn't good.
Oh, do you know what? I'm giving you a round of applause because door dashing in this weather, you are the true heroes.
Nah, if you got some soggy chips today, you now know that Tristan is the man
no,
that did it.
No, hey, how dare you?
What?
I always tip my DoorDash or Uber Eats drivers.
Get out of here. You say that when this thing is on. Come
if the weather's like this and if they're going to get wet.
How much are you tipping
out,
Tristan? How much?
I'd give him $5 extra. Tristan, if you came to me.
What's that?
Fair, he switched off.
Tristan's like standing in the middle of the rain at the moment, being like, guys, I'm just calling to talk about my rain gauge.
Exactly. No, you know how the weatherman is always standing in the rain? It's like, just get undercover, bro. Okay, Tristan, we're talking gauges this afternoon. How much has it fallen at your place?
We've got at least 35 mil in the last 2 hours.
Whereabouts?
In Budrum?
Yeah, Budrum ways, yep.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Budrum seems to be kind of the epicentre of it all at the moment. Budrum, Maroochydore, Caloundra even as well.
Copping it. Have you got a proper gauge at home, Tristan?
No, I'm just guesstimating.
I like Tristan's energy. He's good.
Here's us, like, reporting the facts to the Sunshine Coast.
What? So all we know about Tristan so far is he delivers soggy chips to people across the sunny coast,
and he calls up
the radio station and just does a guess. He's loose.
Who's going to win the grand final, Tristan, just while we've got you guessing things?
Who's playing?
Okay. Leave the Ellie's accurate predictions to me, thanks, Tristan. You're not proving yourself a good guesser. I mean, who knows? Maybe Budrum's rain gauge is 38 mil.
But Tristan's 15 seconds of fame is up, I think.
Okay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Bring back Jesse McCartney, I say. That song was a banger.
He posted on his Instagram the other day, he goes, when you get in a taxi and your song's playing.
Oh.
And he literally was in a taxi and that was playing.
Oh.
It was overseas, it was in like Mexico or something random.
That's cute. You do that, like, when you get in a taxi and the Ellie and Taz ads play. You're like, do you know that's me on the radio? Do you say that to the cab driver?
I do, yeah. Mm. It's just not a very good impression of me.
I think it was perfect. Sorry. Do you know that's me?
Speaking of impression of me, I'm just going to side tangent. I know it's not what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
I got a 7 News video sent to me the other day, like a social video that they've put up on their socials about ships or something. It was about a week ago. The guy narrating on it sounds exactly like me.
Doppelganger, a voice doppelganger.
I'm going to see if I can find it. Can I?
Oh, yeah.
Tangent, or is that all right?
It's rainy day radio.
It is.
You know, that's what we call it. There's slightly less effort put in. slightly more tangents taken.
Okay, you want to hear it? This is the me doppelganger. I'm going to play it out of my phone, so this is going to sound terrible. But have a listen. Yeah, this is my voice. Hello, alien Taz, blah, blah, blah,
yep,
blah, blah. Think,
yep, got the sample.
A Chinese warship has slammed into the country's own Coast Guard as it was chasing a Philippine patrol boat at high speed.
As it was chasing a Philippine patrol boat at high speed. Like, I can... That's me.
No, that guy sounds hot.
And shooting its water cannon in the contested maritime corridor.
Oh, come on.
He's hot as...
Oh, thanks.
Definitely. I can picture. You know, like we can tell sometimes when callers call us.
I thought it'd be cool if we could eventually find out who he is and we get him on the show and it's me and him talking and people are like, oh, my gosh, I don't know when they're talking and they're switching.
I don't know if anyone else
he
is
might be my
this.
Voice doppelganger.
But this is like the episode of Friends where Joey...
High-risk block manoeuvre and shooting...
Joey, that's not me. That's the guy.
You're being Joey from Friends when he is convinced he's found his identical hand twin and no one else cares except for Joey. That you're Joey.
Don't they end up making a lot of money at the end of
that? No, that's he thinks they will, but they don't. You don't sound like
would
that
would you
guy.
Pay to hear... would you tune into your radio to hear me talking to a guy that's... That's somewhere else in Australia.
And shooting its water cannon in the...
Come on, that's so much like
me! Nothing like you! No!
Both were damaged with the Filipino...
I thought it's me!
You know how I said this is rainy day unplanned radio? Can you tell, Sunny Ghost?
Oh, it's better than what we were going to do. Come on.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
So we're going back to 2016 because we're about to hit the button. Bandle, it's back.
It is indeed our game where a song gets broken down into its parts.
Our game.
Our game that we've adopted from the internet.
We steal. Yeah. Steal it. Yeah.
Steal it lawfully. Don't get more cheaters.
Lawfully steal. Borrow. We borrow.
It's borrowed.
Yeah.
It's marketing for them, really. We're totally. Getting their name out there, so they should be thanking us. I'm
You're
surprised
welcome,
we don't get
Bandle.
More people cheating at this game, and I love you for that, Sunny Coast, because cheaters suck.
It's a little honesty system with the Ellie and Taz show. We do a lot of that here. We just trust the Sunny Coast.
Exactly.
So it's a song we have to guess from 2016 today. Bandle has said good luck. It's very hard, which is what we like, because it's in our ballpark of around the teens. 2016, so 9 years ago. Let's play it layer by layer. As soon as you know what it is, 545-11919, Sunny Coast.
Something different.
Each layer will add an instrument in, so it should get easier as we go.
I don't have anything from that.
2016. Are we thinking maybe who's big? Ed Sheeran? Maroon 5?
I don't. Okay. Let's go layer number 2. Sounds very Macarena-like.
From 2016. Come on, Ellie. Come on.
Maybe there was a remake.
You know what? I like this. Bandle, if you're listening, which we know you are, keep it up. I like this difficulty because often we get it at around level 2 or level 3.
Mm.
One more layer. Come on, let's go. Play the next one before you rub it in our faces.
Okay. Heather in Kaluan. Hello? Is that you, Heather?
Yes, it is.
Hi, welcome to Bandle. Any idea what that song is?
We Don't Talk Anymore by Joanna and Alexandra.
I mean, the first part, the title, is correct.
It's the remake from 2016. I'm going to give it to her. Can we hear one more layer just so that it kind of clues in?
We can, if you want.
We Don't Talk Anymore. So it's two artists.
Yep.
Charlie Puth and who, Ellie?
Selena Gomez.
Well done.
We don't Well done. You're today's Bandle champion. Great guess.
Thank you.
No worries at all. That was a toughie today. Lots of layers to it.
Great.
But we love it when Bandle keeps us on our toes.
Can we play that? Just hit play on it.
You know what, Taz?
Break the rules, Ellie.
Anything for you, my
break
friend.
Break the rules.
Let's do it.
Ads can work.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Community boards are my favourite part of Facebook at the moment. They are getting, I think, worse. Because it's just people... I'm going to say this.
Oh.
People that shouldn't be on Facebook.
Whoa.
Trying to interact and just sort of get through the world. It's so funny.
I think, no, everyone deserves an outlet for their complaints.
Take me back to Facebook when it was just our generation on it and it wasn't our parents and our grandparents.
What? Back to the days of like...
Farmville.
What should I have for dinner tonight, guys?
Yeah.
Like
Ellie Chaney
cool.
is feeling fun this afternoon.
It was not much better.
It's great. Better. It was better than it is now. So there's a post that came up in one of the community boards because I'm in most of the community boards across the Sunny Coast. I won't name which one.
Mm-hmm.
But a chick has posted. She's probably, going by her profile picture, she's probably about 22.
Mm-hmm.
Makeup looks great, right?
Yep.
She
hot
says,
babe.
Hot babe. She says, currently travelling, any good clubs in Maroochydore that are actually worth going to?
Oh,
question mark, question mark, question mark.
Girlfriend, hit me up, ellie.chaney
right?
on Instagram.
You love the clubs.
I'll give you a few tips. Don't you worry.
So that's had a couple of responses, but the most liked response, this is so good, is from a lady by the name of Janice.
Hi, Janice.
And she says, the Maroochy RSL, they have a courtesy bus that can and will come and pick you up. Just give them a ring.
Yeah. Big night at the Maroochy RSL. I mean, great venue.
RSL.
We love the RSL.
Beautiful.
Absolutely. Courtesy bus, phenomenal.
Just don't know if it was what the hot babe was asking for. She was after something at like 2 a.m. kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And so someone's responded going, yeah. Probably not the sort of club that this young lady is referring to. It's just a difference of generations meeting in the middle in a community board. That's the sort of stuff you get in a community board that is absolute gold
to
me.
And you know what? Go to the Maroochy RSL. They've got a dance floor. Like, I'm sure the 22-year-old could bump and grind.
There's nothing wrong with the RSL. It's just Janice going, get around the courtesy bus.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFMs.
Pulling the curtain back a little bit on live radio, when you call people, so we're doing this Say I Do, Tiffany's Mulaney, they've given us a $10,000 summer wedding experience to give away. We're calling someone back every day. Mm-hmm. When you call someone who's registered, often they don't pick up.
Yeah.
Which is so annoying. Because sometimes it comes from an unknown number and people don't do that anymore. I get it.
People get spammed. People get scammed.
Totally. And we're calling them at, 5:30? Mm. You know, people are getting dinner sorted, picking up kids, etc. People have a lot on. So we would like to, the day before, let them know we're going to give them a call.
Yeah, just say, hey, maybe keep your phone on you tomorrow because you might be getting called.
Exciting.
Yeah, yeah, just checking in.
What time would you be free? Maybe 4 o'clock, etc. So we kind of lock it in.
Yeah.
So tomorrow's entrant into Say I Do. That we've picked from the list of people that have registered. His name's Gareth.
It's mortifying what's about to be played.
We would never, ever play this normally, but we feel like it's just Ellie and Taz at their most awkward. This happened literally 2 minutes ago.
Please leave a short 10-second message after the tone and we'll send the message as a text.
Well, hello. Gareth.
It's sending as a text, Ellie.
Oh, that's awkward.
This is Ellie and Taz. Gareth.
Your voice message is being converted to text and will be sent as an SMS. Goodbye.
Gareth.
Hello.
Should we think that Gareth is going to have a text message?
That says, hello, Gareth. This is sending as a text, Ellie. Oh, hi, it's Ellie and Taz.
That's it. That's all we got out. Do you think it'll add on the extra O's to hello?
I hope so. I mean, AI is getting better day by day. Surely it can convert it.
Stupid, the convert to text thing.
What's the point?
Yeah.
That was too quick.
That was too quick.
We couldn't get anything out in that time.
No, well, all I could get out with hello.
You wasted a lot of time with the hello.
That was half. Yeah, I could have gotten, hi, it's Ellie and Taz, give us a call back.
Yeah, we're going to call you for Say I Do tomorrow. See you then. Bye. Anyway, apologies to Gareth. Hopefully he understands that text.
I don't think he will.
No.
One more time. Well, hello.
It's sending us a text, Ellie.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. Oh. Trivia. Information and data considered to be of little value. Perfect for CFM's Ellie and Taz. Yeah. It's Ellie and Taz's ultimate trivia team.
That's right. We wanted to put together the ultimate trivia team and go round to trivia nights across the sunny coast and just win them, basically.
Yeah, and look, we headed to Kings Beach Tab about a month ago for the first one. Didn't win it.
No, came fourth. And that was 10 bonus points coming our way.
Yeah.
Then we went to Chancellor's and we came second, mm-hmm. beaten by only one man.
Mm.
His name was Doc.
Yeah, so we recruited him to join our team last night. No biggie.
We went to Kurrumundi Hotel, the hidden gem, 2 minutes from the beach. And because we won last week at the Sands, we had to prove that it wasn't a fluke.
Yeah, absolutely. Shall we hear how we went?
Let's do it.
We headed to the Kurrumundi Hotel with one goal in mind, to go back-to-back with our ultimate trivia team. Ryan, the quiz host, welcomed us all and we discovered we had a new nemesis.
We have got a few things going on, not least of which is the end-of-season party for Kurrumundi's finest under-9s soccer team, the Marlins.
Oh, yeah, the Marlins.
Mad Monday for the boys. also, we have 91.9 CFM is here tonight. They have assembled a team of trivia all-stars from around the coast. And they have been going pub to pub over the past month trying to take
all-stars, I don't mind that.
They're nice people. We don't need to be mean, but it is us against them.
So we set our sights on the under-9 soccer team, but we quickly figured out any question that required making noise, they probably had us on.
The
under-9s might beat us there.
The under-9s, yeah. That's a great point to do.
Despite the threat of the under-9s at the table next to us, we locked in and were practically flawless in the first few rounds, except for when an AFLW question was asked. And I took it on myself to answer it and say, of course, the AFLW was formed in 2015.
And the year that this
here we go.
This is wrong. I'm so sorry.
And seven.
The only two answers I contributed to the team that round were the only two wrong answers of the entire round.
I think you need to move over to the under-9 soccer team.
By halftime, we'd made it to our regular spot on the ladder in first place. Plus, our nemesis left.
Okay. The under-9s have gone.
Yeah,
okay. The guys.
Cut down, yeah.
Were they intimidated by the CFM Ultimate Trivia team? Or did they just have to get to bed? We'll never know. As the night rolled on, we stayed on top, and all that was left between us and victory was our favourite round.
I'm going to play you a song
here we go.
You've heard a million times, particularly if you listen to my favourite radio station, 91.9.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you.
Money's in the mail, Ryan. So did we manage to hold on to top spot?
It leaves us with the Malibubies. And the CFM Ultimate Trivia Team.
Woo-hoo!
I gotta tell ya, the Malibubies got a higher score in the music round than our radio station team. And the Malibubies were in second place heading into the final.
Oh, I can't take it.
Your winners tonight on 52 points are the CFM.
Yeah! Sorry, Malibubies.
You guys suck.
Whoa, sorry, under-9 soccer team.
They're kids.
Yeah, no, yeah. You can't do that.
Well done, guys.
We remain
sure you tried hard.
The victorious trivia team on the Sunshine Coast.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
People often talk about bribery being bad and, you know, something that's unethical.
Totally, and brown nosing.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be doing that.
We disagree here at CFM.
That's right, we encourage it. Last night we put together our ultimate trivia team, went to Kurrumundi Hotel, took away the win.
Yeah.
Huge.
Smartest people alive.
Massive night for the team. But we won a voucher, which was a $100 suspend at Kurrumundi Hotel. And us and all the listeners that came along last night, we went, what do we do with this? And I think it was Mick from Sippy Downs that said, you guys should give it away on the show to whoever can compliment you guys and the team the best.
So that's what we're doing. Craig in Nambour, hello.
Hello.
Hello. So how do you think that our trivia team went last night?
I heard about your amazing win, and I think that you did bloody amazing! Hey!
Oh, God, Kermit's called.
Oh, my goodness, your knowledge was impeccable.
What specifically was impeccable about our knowledge?
Oh, just the knowledge generally and the way you answered the questions. I wasn't there, but I just heard on the grapevine.
$100 is up for grabs, you know. We need some really good compliments here.
Yeah, no, impeccable is a word I don't ever often get.
Craig, who do you think was the smartest on the team?
I think probably a tie between you and Ellie.
Yeah, that's what the people are saying, Taz. I mean, that's what
it's
I heard.
It's the safest answer.
There's a few people on hold at the moment ready to compliment us, which is great. Craig, you are in the running, my friend. Good luck, yes?
Thank you.
Thanks, Craig. We are Ellie and Taz and... not have led our ultimate trivia team to victory last night at the Karamundi Hotel.
No biggie. Back-to-back wins. Some are saying it's the best intellectual performance people have ever seen on the sunny coast.
I don't think anyone's saying that. Our prize was $100 to spend at the Karamundi Hotel, right? We couldn't split it because there's 10 of us and it didn't seem fair to just give it to one person.
Exactly. So instead, I think Mick from our team came up with the idea to give it away on air to someone that can give us and our team the best compliment.
Which is just so up ourselves.
Come on. We came fourth three weeks ago. Then we came second.
Yeah.
Two back-to-back wins.
Exactly. Come on. If you can't pat yourself on the back, then who's going to pat it
for
you?
Then the Sunny Coast can pat your back.
That's a well-known saying. Yep.
Confucius say.
So in order to win the $100 voucher, give us a call and give us a compliment. Let's go to 13-year-old Sky. Sky, what did you want to say about our trivia performance last night?
Yeah, you guys looked very nice last night.
Oh, we looked nice.
Oh, Ellie loves a physical compliment.
Yeah.
What did you like about Ellie? What do you think she does really well?
Her smile is really nice.
Now I'm getting awkward, Taz. I don't know.
She's just done her hair. What do you think about the hair, Sky?
Her hair's really pretty.
Oh, I actually needed to give it a good brush last night. So it's not its best.
Sky, who do you think was the smartest on our team at the trivia night?
Ellie.
Oh, Sky.
Oh, no. Nah.
Hey, Sky, were you actually there or are you just making this all up for the voucher?
No, I was there.
Oh, she was there.
The dad in the background's like, no, it's genuine. Tell her it's genuine.
Say you were there. Yeah. We want the free dinner. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Sky. Anything else before we move on to the next caller?
We love you guys.
Oh, oh this is tough.
Oh,
thank you, Sky. You're in the running, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go now to Sandy from Donnybrook. Hello, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're well, thank you. Pretty good. You know, just riding high.
After your big win.
Oh, no, stop it. You brought it up. What? That's crazy.
Sandy, so we have this $100 voucher that we won last night to Karamundi Hotel. You know, did you hear about the Ultimate Trivia team? How do you think we went?
I heard that you came first. So how fantastic are you guys? Really, really clever. Like, there must be some geniuses in your team. You guys included, of course. You know, like the IQ just astounds me.
Well, who do you think's the smartest, Sandy, on the team?
Oh, well, it'd have to be you two because you were the leaders of the team. So, you know, you lead strong and you win strong. So, you know, without a doubt, it would be you two that would have, you know, answered most of the questions, I'm sure.
True. I mean,
lead strong, win strong is our team motto from now on.
If I were to tell you that there was a round that we got every single question right bar two and the two that we got wrong were the only ones that I answered, what would you say to that, Sandy? Andy?
Well, you know, nobody can be perfect. You know, you had to give the other guys a sporting chance. So, you know, I'd say that you just probably deliberately did that just to be fair to the other teams, that you actually knew the correct answers to start with.
Yeah, I mean, Sandy has absolutely told the truth there. That's exactly why I did it.
She's not lying or embellishing her thoughts on this at all.
No. Why would she?
This is just genuine feedback.
I 100% believe every word I'm saying.
So do
you.
Yeah, Yeah, we do. We absolutely believe it all.
Should we should do this more often on the show. This is great. Sandy.
Yeah.
You've scored the $100 suspend, my friend.
Yay! You big old sucker.
Thank you. I'll take my kids out for dinner.
Now tell us how you really feel, Sandy.
No, look, I listen to you guys every afternoon. I actually do really enjoy, you know, and I listen to the morning show as well with Book and Foz. So I actually really do enjoy you.
Oh, genuine feedback. We didn't even have to bribe her for it.
$100 to spend at Current Money Hotel.
That's absolute truth.
Love it, Sandy. Oh. Hey, they're the hidden gem, 2 minutes from the beach. We had a ball last night at their trivia Tuesday nights. If you want to be a part of it, Sunny Coast, get around it next week.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9.
I think I've got a brand new radio game.
Oh, do you wanna?
Every week, yeah, I need a little bit of radio game music.
Okay.
Every week I feel like I've come up with something new for the show.
Yeah, you're really going hard on new games, and I'm here for it because I love playing games.
So I've come across a type of movie that I didn't know existed until the weekend. It's called Mockbusters.
Okay.
It's really low budget, embarrassingly low budget movies that are going as close as they can without breaking copyright to other big franchises.
Right, okay.
So really low-budget versions, but of movies, basically, that we've seen before.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
You know I'm not good with movies.
No, you're not.
It's not my specialty area.
What I thought I'd do is I'd give you the name of the Mockbuster.
Yep.
And you have to tell me the blockbuster.
Oh, okay, fun.
Yep. Start with an easy one so Sunny Coast gets it as well, because I don't think I explained that very well at all. Triassic World.
Jurassic Park.
Yes. Really low budget dinosaur film where dinosaurs take over.
Okay.
Okay, so that's basically it.
Okay, fun.
What about Tappy Toes?
Happy Feet.
Yeah. Have a look. It's a really low budget cartoon penguin.
So low budget.
And he puts shoes on and he starts tap dancing.
Aw, beautiful.
Okay. What about Transmorphers, The Fall of Man?
Transformers, yeah. The Rise of Something.
Yeah, basically. I'll give you that. Fall of Man isn't really an exact copy, but they've said a Revenge of the Fallen is probably what they're copying.
Okay, yep.
Which, I mean, I wish you could see Sunny Coast. Just imagine.
Imagine.
It's like something you've drawn on paint. Really, really low budget. Like the CGI is just terrible. Okay. What about An Ant's Life?
A Bug's World.
What?
Oh, what?
What's the original?
A Bug's Life?
Yeah, A Bug's Life.
Oh, I just thought the life part really threw me.
Isn't the cartoon terrifying?
Oh, yeah, the ants look scary in an ant.
It does.
Life.
Okay.
There was a show called Ant, a movie called Ants or something, wasn't there?
There was an ant.
And it was
film.
Really sad.
Yes. And also the cartoon was a bit terrifying on that one as well.
What am I thinking of? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and the ant dies. It was really scary.
I'm sure it was.
And sad.
Okay, I might need to give you a bit of context clues for this one. See if you can get Life's a Jungle, America's Most Wanted.
Life's a Jungle. Not Jungle Boy.
No, it's a Jungle Book.
Jungle Book.
It's about a dog, a cat.
I told you I was bad at movies.
A kangaroo and I think another dog getting lost in Madagascar.
Madagascar, the movie?
Yeah.
A kangaroo.
Okay, last one.
Yeah, hit me.
Metal Man.
Iron Man.
Yeah.
Oh, I am the smartest in movies of all time.
It just looks like a kid wearing a costume running around.
It does.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
How many people have died due to wild cheetahs?
This is a depressing topic.
No, it's not
you just
depressing.
Talked about car crashes. Yeah. 10 minutes ago.
Answer my question.
Now you're asking how many people have been mauled to death by a cheetah.
Yeah, wild cheetahs. Give us a ballpark.
I'm going to say...
In the past 100 years.
Yeah, how many...
In the past... Yeah, ever. Yeah.
Not ever. Okay, well, 100 years. Because I feel like in like tribe
maybe.
Village times, people were getting killed
Let's
by cheetahs.
Let's just say the last 100 years.
Okay, 4.
Zero.
Oh, I was going to say zero as I thought it was a trick question.
Cheetahs are the only one of the big cats with no recorded history of killing a human in the wild. Known for their gentle, non-aggressive nature towards people, they rely on speed and stealth to hunt small prey and tend to avoid conflict with humans. I just thought it was a nice little trivia question for you.
There you go. Zero cheetah deaths.
Yeah.
A lot of cheetah broken hearts, though. human cheaters.
Cheaters don't change their spots, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they may not kill you, but they'll hurt
once,
you.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.